Gold 92.5 with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. 6:53. We are talking naughty neighbours. Bridge is a little worked up this morning.
She's fired up. I love it. She's fired up about her neighbours. She's not happy, Jan, at all. And it's just, you've got a good right not to be, because they are annoying. And I've only seen them go off once or twice, but they consistently go off, and Bridge is about to flip her lid.
No, I am. And grandparents are great. They're fine. It's just that they're too soft and let them come back and back. The whole neighbourhood know about these grubs, and they're in their 20s, even their father's in his 40s and should know better. And last night, car horns beeping, going off, fights out on the street, beer bottles getting smashed. It's
it doesn't matter what time and what day.
No, have some respect.
Well, best caller now, 13:27:10. Peace and quiet in a nice air-conditioned cinema for a couple of hours. Off to see Gemini Man starring Will Smith, which is in cinemas October 10.
Can I just give that to the neighbours, just to, not to reward them, just to get them out of my
No, you just want
to
paper
hours?
Cut them.
No, we're rewarding someone with that. We're not giving it to your naughty neighbours. 13:27:10.
Shereen in Palm Beach. You heard some weird noises coming from the neighbours?
Used to be an old guy lived there, but he used to come down on weekends. It was like his weekender house. And now he's got his son or his grand... I think it's his grandson lives there, and he's single. And there was a girl's voice, and then next thing, there's a groaning. I won't go into any more detail. I'll just leave it to your imagination. But it went on for, like, hours. And I said, shut the F up.
Yeah.
People are trying to say, go to a motel. And it didn't stop, and I shut all my doors, and I could still hear it It was terrible, and the dogs were upset. It was really bad.
I think the best idea is to put headphones in when you're listening to us, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. Well done, Michael. Hello in Shaler Park. Get it off your chest. Naughty neighbours, what's the go?
Hey, Bridge, you've got real easy. A little bit of music, big deal. Jeez, I've got a neighbour who randomly starts chainsaws. And a little while ago, he started chainsaw at 11 o'clock at night, and the police got called. And the next thing I know, they're firing tasers at him, and he's... That's it. So a little music, hey?
Hey, what are you talking about, a little bit of music, mate? These guys, don't fire me up, I've had no sleep. These guys fight, they get poles, they smash windows, car horns outside... Massive fights outside my house. Absolutely abused the whole street. But what are you saying? This guy got tasered?
Yes. And they were ready to shoot him. They had their pistols drawn and everything, but they tasered him. The taser got wrapped around the chainsaw, which caused him to drop it. Then they jumped on top of him. And,
wow.
And
so, I thought he might have been getting the butter out for the chainsaw.
Mate, let's have a neighbour off. Seriously.
Yeah.
Let's have that in the street. All the bad neighbours, you all get together and have a neighbour off and see which one's worse.
Or just all move into the same street.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Derek in Mudjerabar.
Derek.
What's happened, mate?
I've got a neighbour next door. He's a bit of a buffhead. He sort of thinks he owns the street, tells me where to park my car and, you know, things like, your hedge wants trimming, doesn't it, and things like that. But at the latest thing now, he's telling everyone in the street that if on Wednesday afternoon, if he walks out on his balcony and stands up on a chair on Wednesday afternoon, he can see down into our bedroom, like my wife and myself's bedroom, and he can see my wife and myself in the bedroom, telling everyone in the street. But the joke's on him, the big silly buffhead, because I'm at work every Wednesday afternoon.
That does raise a few more questions then, Derek.